la microfon, nu știu.
It's so, you know, maybe you can just hold it normally, because, oops, yes, or we can even watch it. Ananda Vrindavan. Thank you so much. They are perfect. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, I just wanted to conduct this evening. We call it the goodbye Sarajevo evening. I spent a wonderful time with all of you. Let me say, with the fitness people, with the fitness studio and the walking ways around Sarajevo.
Isto tako zajedno sa ljudima iz fitnessa i na pješačkim stazama oko Sarajeva.
Tomorrow we will go to Split, where we have a concert in the evening.
Sutra odlazimo u Split, gdje ćemo imati koncert na večer.
And where we have different meetings with devotees about our kirtan. You know, we started with this Yoga as Music project, and it has somehow become very, let me say, a forum from which we can go further in spreading the Yoga Dharma of chanting the holy name.
I kao što znate, pokrenuli smo ovaj projekat Yoga is Music, koji je na neki način postao jako popularan i sada je to postalo mjesto da ćemo moći da širimo ovaj pokret i Yoga Dharma.
Then we will spend a few days in Zagreb.
Nakon toga ćemo provesti nekoliko dana u Zagrebu.
And have a kirtan event in Graz.
I imat ćemo kirtan večer u Grazu.
And then I will go back to Berlin.
I onda ću se vratiti u Berlin.
If Mustafa doesn't decide something else. So it's for me very important to say thank you in parting and to also encourage you in your different devotional projects and devotional life.
Za mene je isto tako jako važno da kažem, da vam svima kažem hvala u vašim različitim službama, stvarima koje radite i vašim različitim devocijskim putima.
I always like to say hello and or greetings and then say goodbye when I go.
Uvijek volim da kažem zdravo kada dolazim, isto tako da se pozdravim kada odlazim.
One thing which I have learned in my devotional life is to say this Hari Bol or greetings to Krishna and to say goodbye to Krishna also.
Jedna od stvari koje sam isto tako naučio u svom devocijskom životu je da se pozdravim sa Krishnom i isto tako kada odlazim se pozdravim.
What I mean with this is that when I come into a town, I like to offer my obeisances to the deities who reside in this town.
Ono što želim da kažem je da volim kada dođem u neki grad da odam svoje poštovanje božanstvima koja prebivaju u tom gradu.
And then when I'm paying my obeisances to the deities, I pray that they help me to do my service well.
I onda kada odam poštovanje božanstvima, onda im se molim isto da mi pomognu da dobro uradim svoju službu.
And when it comes to say goodbye, I say goodbye to the deities. And already concentrate my mind on the deities of the new town. In this way I feel always carried in the hands of God.
Na ovaj način se uvijek osjećam kao da ne nose Božje ruke.
And I've noted when I don't do this, you know, don't greet the deities of the town and don't where I am and don't say goodbye to them, I'm not in the hands of the Lord.
I primijetio sam da kada to ne uradim, kada se ne pozdravim na dolasku i odlasku sa božanstvima iz određenog grada, onda se ne osjećam kao da ne nosim Božje ruke.
And there's a simple formula in life. When we are in the hands of God, we feel happy, and when we are not, we feel unhappy.
I postoji jedna jednostavna formula u našim životima. Kada se nalazimo u rukama Gospodina, onda se osjećamo sretnima, a kada se ne nalazimo, onda se osjećamo nesretnima.
I also want to extend a very, very hearty thank you to all the devotees who have helped me during this stay in Sarajevo.
Isto tako želim da od srca da se zahvalim svim bhaktama koji su pomogli prilikom mog boravka u Sarajevu.
There is Daksha Prabhu who gave me his shoes, his own shoes. These are the best shoes of Sarajevo. There's certainly Jai Sachinandan Prabhu who moved the program, there was a program in the temple today, but he moved it at another time so that we could have our little gathering here before Gauri Thai. There's Victoria and her two children, Srisha and Hari Mohan, who took care that I had enough prasadam to eat.
Tu su Viktora, njena dvoje djece, Srisha i Hari Mohan, koji su se pobrinuli da imam dovoljno prasadama.
And Ojashvi, and Ananda Vindavan, and Champakalata, and Shinikato and Draupadi with their forbidden food. So please, if I forget one name, don't become miserable. I only want to thank all of you. And especially I want to thank Mustafa, who really gives a very good example of Vaishnava Seva. Seva is most appreciated where it's needed the most. If you want to do a nice service to Krishna, find out where your service is needed the most. Yes. Where does Krishna need you? Where does Krishna want you? If you do service at that place, very wonderful. So I will sing a little bit now. Then I thought we will listen to a lecture. And if there is time and your brains are not asleep, we can have some questions.
I ako bude vremena i vaši mozgovi ne spavaju, tada ćemo imati malo vremena za pitanje.
Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Bihari. Vallabha Giri Varadhari
Gopi Dana Vallabha Giri Varadhari
Gopi Dana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yasoda nanda na braja jana dandana
Yasoda nanda na braja
jana dandana Gopidana Vallabha Giri Varadhari
Gopidana Vallabha Giri Varadhari
Gopidana Vallabha Giri Varadhari
Gopidana
Yasoda nandana braja jana dandana
Yasoda nandana braja jana
dandana Yasoda nandana braja jana dandana
Yasoda nandana braja jana dandana
Yamunatira vanata Yamunatira Vanachari
Yamunatira Vanachari
Nidhaya Radha Madhava Sunya Vihari
Nidhaya Radha Madhava Sunya Vihari
Nidhaya Radha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Paramahansa Paravrajakacharya Ashtada Satasi Simat Histi Vaingre Sila Abe Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai ISKCON Foundacharya Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Shiladidastako ki jai Prem Sukho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Garadha Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinatha Shama Kundaradha Kundagiri Govadan ki jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki jai Navadvip Mayaputam ki jai Ganga Maya Munamai ki jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi ki jai Harinam Sankirtan ki jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to CC Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Shiva Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 do we have an English Bhagavad Gita?
Unfortunately, can only provide Srila Prabhupada's database on laptop in 5 minutes.
Or Yes. So 9:22. Ananyas Chintayantaman. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 I wanted to read with you today. Thank you. Is it yes, the Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter, text 22. Maybe we have it in the local language there. Is it?
Yes.
So maybe you can kindly open the book to 9:22. Ananyas chintayanto mam.
Ananyas chintayanto mam.
Yedana payupasate. Tesham nitya biyuktanam.
Tesham nitya biyuktanam.
Yoga kshemang vaham yam.
Yoga kshemang vaham yam.
Ananyas chintayanto mam.
Ananyas chintayanto mam.
Ye jana payupasate. Tesham nitya biyuktanam.
Tesham nitya biyuktanam.
Yoga kshemam vahamyaham.
Yoga kshemam
vahamyaham. Ali onima koji me obožavaju sa predanošću, meditirajući na moj transcendentalni oblik, pružam ono što mi nedostaje i čuvam ono što imaju. Smisao. Onaj koji je nesposoban da i za trenutak živi bez svjesnosti Krišne, ne može a da ne misli o Krišni 24 časa i bude zaokupljen službom predanog poštovanja, slušanjem, pjevanjem, mantranjem, sjećanjem, moljenjem, obožavanjem, služenjem gospodnog potusovih stopala, svršenjem drugih službi, njegovanjem prijateljstva i potpunim predavanjem gospodnim. Sve takve djelatnosti su povoljne i pune duhovnih moći, zaista usavršavaju bhakti u samospoznanju. Onda je jedina njegova želja da stekne društvo vrhunske božanske ličnosti i to se zove yoga. Gospodnovom milošću, takve bhakti se nikad ne vraćaju u ovo materijalno stanje života. Kšema se odnosi na gospodnovu milostivu zaštitu. Krišna pomaže bhaktama da steknu svjesnost Krišne pomoću joge i kada postanu potpuno svjesni Krišne, gospodin ih štiti da ponovo ne padnu u bijedan položaj života.
What is this? As they said, Hari, is this your machine? Something makes noise. No. It's your bangles, Draupadi. Draupadi. Well, if a woman gets a child, she should all desires should be fulfilled. Please, if you need the bangles. Okay. But she has a good heart. Good. So, but those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have.
Ali onima koji me obožavaju sa predanošću, meditirajući na moj transcendentalni oblik, pružam ono što im nedostaje i čuvam ono što imaju.
Yes. This is one of the favorite verses of the devotees.
Ovo je jedan od omiljenih stihova Bhakta.
It really means that Krishna cares for his devotees.
I on zaista znači da Krishna brine za svoje bhakte.
I think you all know that Rupa Goswami lists the transcendental qualities as being 64 in number.
Mislim da svi znate da Rupa Goswami pobraja osobine bhakta kojih ima 64
qualities of Krishna from the unlimited ocean of qualities. He thinks they are most important.
To su osobine Krishne, od svih, od neograničenog broja osobina koje Krishna ima, on izdvaja 64 koje su najbitnije.
Now, of all these 64 qualities, Jiva Goswami says, his quality of being Bhakta Vatsalya, that means the friend or caretaker of his devotees, is the most important quality for those devotees who are in the material world.
I od svih tih 64 osobine koje Krishna ima, Jiva Goswami kaže da je najbitnija Bhakta Vatsalya. To znači da je on prijatelj i onaj koji brine o svojim bhaktama, i ta osobina je osobina koja je najbitnija za bhakte koje se nalaze u materijalnom svijetu.
I remember just shortly before Prabhupada left the world, he highlighted what it means that Krishna loves his devotees.
I sjećam se samo neko jako kratko vrijeme prije nego što je Prabhupada napustio ovaj svijet, on je rekao,
he highlighted what it means that Krishna loves his devotee. He said, anyone who chants the holy name of Krishna is on the list of Krishna. The list of those he takes care of. Just anyone who chants. Even if he chants not so first class always. Krishna is so impressed by someone chanting his name that he, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur expresses this like this, that he thinks, this devotee is mine.
I on je tako impresioniran sa baktom koji mantra, da on smatra da, on kaže, ovaj bakta je moj, i to objašnjava Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur.
And then he writes this devotee's name on his list, special list of mercy.
I on tamo zapisuje ime tog bakte na listu, da to je specijalna lista milosti.
Yeah. There's a reason for this.
I postoji razlog zašto je to tako.
When the Lord had created the world, he gave the world to Maya.
Kada je Gospodin stvorio ovaj svijet, on je ovaj svijet dao Maji.
He said, this is your world, Maya Devi.
On je rekao, ovo je tvoj svijet, Maya Devi.
Take good care of those who are in the world.
I dobro se pobrinu za one koji se nalaze u ovom svijetu.
Maya Devi understood this in a special way.
Maya Devi je ovo razumjela na jako poseban način.
She thought, the Lord has given this world to me. Now, anyone who takes something out of this world for himself, I will chase him because he is a thief who steals something from me.
Ona je počela ovako da misli, bilo ko u ovom svijetu pokuša da nešto uzme od njega, pošto je to moj svijet, onda to znači da je on kradljivac i ja ću onda da krenem za njim.
In the Manu Sanghita it is stated that anyone who steals land or anything from someone else is to be punished.
U Manu Sanghita je objašnjeno da bilo ko nešto ukrade, zemlju ili bilo što drugo, on treba da bude kažnjen.
So anyone who steals the wife of someone else, it's correct to punish him.
Ako neko ukrade nečiju ženu, ispravno je da se kažnjava.
So Maya Devi knows this. And whenever anyone takes more than his quota, which is set aside by the Lord for him, the Maya Devi will come and says, the Lord said, I can punish those who steal from me. So I'm there and chase this person.
I kada to neko pokuša da uzme više nego što je gospodin ostavio za tu osobu, Mahadevi će doći i ona će reći, on pokušava da ukrade nešto od mene i onda će da krene za njim.
If you want to be happy in this world, never steal anything out of this world.
Ako želite da budete sretni u ovom svijetu, nemojte nikada pokušavati da ništa ukradete.
Because at that time, Maya Devi, who is the right proprietor of the things of this world, will come behind you.
Zato što će u tom trenutku Maya Devi, koja je pravi vlasnik stvari ovoga svijeta, ona će krenuti za vama.
There are only two ways to deal with things of this world which are sanctioned by Krishna and where Maya Devi will not give you trouble.
Postoje samo dvije stvari koje se nalaze u ovom svijetu, koje je odobrio gospodin da možemo da koristimo, gdje nas Maja neće daniti.
The first way is described in the Ishopanishad as, you know, only accepting those things which are set aside as your quota.
Prva stvar je opisana, prvi način je opisan u Ishopanishadu i kaže da možete da prihvatite samo one stvari koje su vam određene kao vaša kvota.
Anyone who takes what he needs for his livelihood from this world will not be in Maya.
Bilo šta što osoba uzima od ovoga svijeta što mu je neophodno da bi mogao da preživi je u redu.
But the moment you take even a grain of sand more, trouble is waiting you. Maya comes after you. This is my sand.
Ali čak u onom momentu, ako kada uzmete čak jedno malo zrno pjeska, Maja će da dođe i da kaže, to je moje zrno pjeska.
The second way to deal without to deal with this world without coming into Maya is what is called yukta vairagya, to give those things which you take from the world to Krishna, not keep it for yourself.
A drugi način kako da se nosite sa stvarima ovoga svijeta je da je način koji se zove yukta vairagya, a to je način da koristite, da te sve stvari date Krišni, a da ih ne koristite za sebe.
These two ways of dealing with the world describe the behavior of a devotee.
Ova dva načina ponašanja u stvari opisuju kako se ponaša bhakta.
For himself, the devotee lives a simple life.
Za samog sebe bhakta živi jednostavnim životom.
But in his service he is ready to engage the whole world.
Ali u svojoj službi je spreman da uključi čitav svijet.
I remember Prabhupada, wherever he would go on his morning walks, he would say, this is a nice park, we should give it to Krishna.
Sjećam se Prabhupada, on bi god bi išao, on bi tako nešto uradio. Recimo, kada bi išao u jutarnji šetnje, on bi govorio, ovo je tako divan park, mi bismo ga trebali dati Krishna.
Never take anything out of the world without taking it in the name of Krishna. That means for his service.
Nikada nemojte da uzimate ništa iz svijeta što nećete uzeti u Krišnino ime. To znači da ćete to koristiti za službu.
In theory, you could take the whole world and engage it in Krishna's service and Maya wouldn't give you any problems to you.
Teoretski čitav svijet biste mogli uzeti i iskoristiti za Krišninu službu, Maja vam nema problema.
I don't know if I'm clear.
Ne znam da li sam jasan.
Let's make it now very simple.
Hajde da sad to kažemo jako jednostavno.
Each one of you
svako od vas
has certain needs he needs and she needs to live in this world.
Ima određene potrebe koje su potrebne da su zadovoljene da bi živjeli u ovom svijetu.
A little water.
Malo vode.
A little food.
Malo hrane.
A little heat from the heat. Heating system.
Malo toplote iz radijatora.
If you take this, wonderful, for that is given to you by Krishna.
Ako to i uzmete, to je predivno. To vam je dao od Krishna.
If you take more,
ali ako uzmete više,
extravagant clothings,
extravagantnu odjeću,
extravagant holidays,
extravagantne odmore,
interesting partners for sense gratification.
Interesantne partnere za računovodstvo. Mm-hmm.
many more many massages, good medicine, you will not be happy by these things. Maya will come running behind you. Today I looked at a fashion show in the fitness studio. You have there's this TV going on morning to the evening. So I what could I do? I was trying to survive lifting the weights. And the trainer told me, you have to look straight, otherwise you will hurt your muscles. So that meant I had to look at the fashion show in the TV. And I noticed these were all unnecessary dresses. They were even not very warm. Very unpractical dresses. Yes. And I noticed how frustrated the poor mannequins looked in them. And the people who gave, you had to give notes for the different dresses. It really wasn't, it really was very clear to me that Maya Devi was just attacking the whole assembly of the fashion show.
Yeah.
Because people took more than their quota. That meant they were punished by the modes of passion and ignorance. When you go through Sarajevo, you see people who look frustrated. Because either they take more or they desire to take more, but they can't because the Bosnian mark is not so valuable. Maya comes running after you when you take what is hers. So the second point is, you are a devotee. You have understood that you should render service. You can take the things of this world and engage them in Krishna service. Then Maya will also leave you alone.
Možete uzmijete stvari iz ovoga svijeta, da ih uključite u služenje ili da će vas Maja ostaviti na miru.
Krishna wanted to teach this when he came to Mathura.
I Krishna je želio da to poduči kada je došao u Mathuru.
It's very interesting. Krishna had been informed by Narada Muni that his parents Devaki and Vasudev were in the prison of King Kamsa and tortured by him.
To je bilo jako interesantno. Krishna je dobio informaciju od Narada Munija da su njegovi roditelji Devaki i Vasudevi Devaki da se nalaze u zatvoru od kralja Kamsa i da ih on muči.
And he had heard that the saintly people, the brahmanas, were also captured by King Kamsa, the demon, and tortured.
I čuo je da su i sveti ljudi brahmane, da ih isto tako kralj Kamsa uhvatio i mučio.
Krishna was at that time playing in the forests of Vrindavan.
Krishna se u to vrijeme igrao u šumi Vrindavana.
But when Narada Muni told him this and reminded him, you have come to this earth to free the saintly people from the burden, he remembered his mission.
Ali kada je Narada Muni došao, kada ga je podsjetio, ti se ovdje pojavio kako bi pomogao svim tim ljudima i oslobodio ih tog tereta, on se sjetio svoje misije.
And he made arrangements to go to Mathura, the capital town where the demon king resided.
I onda je napravio planove kako da ode u Mathuru, u grad gdje je prebivao taj demonski kralj.
When he arrived, he told his charioteer Akrura, I want to make a stroll through the town.
Kada je došao tamo, onda je rekao svom vozaču kočije Akrure da želi da malo prohoda gradom.
This stroll is very significant.
I to što je provodio, to je bilo jako važno.
As Krishna walked with Balaram and the cowherd boys through the town of Mathura, all the townspeople eyes were glued on his beautiful form and they couldn't take it away.
Dok je Krishna zajedno sa Balaramom i ostalim dječacima pastirima hodao kroz grad, oči svih stanovnika su bile jednostavno zalijepljene za njegov predivni oblik i nisu nikako mogli da skinu sa.
Even old and sick people looked at Krishna and as they saw the beautiful form of the Lord, they were fully invigorated.
I čak i stari bolesni ljudi su gledali u Krišnu i gledajući taj njegov predivni oblik, oni su bili oživljeni.
So, you can just imagine there was cavalry, soldiers, the townspeople, everyone just looking at Krishna and Balaram as they walked down the streets of Mathura.
I možda zamislite tu scenu, to je bila sva vojska, svi ljudi u gradu, svi su jednostavno gledali Krishna i Balarama kako prolazi kroz grad.
King Kamsa, the demon emperor, was in his palace.
Kralj Kamsa, koji je bio demonski vladar, je bio u svojoj palači.
And he made plans to kill Krishna and Balaram.
I on je pravio plan kako da ubije Krishna and Balaram.
Can you imagine this?
Da li možete to da zamislite?
So, but Krishna had his own plans.
Ali Krishna je imao svoje planove.
One of the first persons with whom he entered into a dialogue was Adobe, the personal servant of King Kamsa, who washed and colored his clothes.
Jedna od prvih osoba sa kojima je Krishna razgovarao je bio Adobe, to je bio lični sluga i kralja Kamse i on mu je prao odjeću i bojao.
He came down the road with donkeys carrying the royal garments of the king.
On je dolazio cestom zajedno sa magarcima koji su nosili kraljevsku odjeću kralja.
Krishna politely stopped him.
I Krishna ga je ljubazno zaustavio.
He said, I am just coming from the village Vrindavan.
I rekao, ja upravo dolazim iz sela Vrindavana.
Now I'm in the town.
Sada sam u gradu.
I need some representative clothes.
I potrebna mi je odjeća koja će biti reprezentativna.
Can you give me some of the clothes? The washerman said, nonsense. How do you dare to desire the king's cloth? If you say one word more, I will report you to the soldiers and they will capture and torture you.
Ako kažeš još samo jednu riječ, prijavit ću te vojnicima, oni će te uhvatiti i mučiti.
Now Krishna is the Lord of all the universes, my dear devotees.
Sada moji dragi bhakte, Krishna je gospodar svih univerzuma.
He owns everything.
On posjeduje sve.
If he asks for a few cloths, they should be given.
Ako traži nešto odjeće, to treba da mu se dati.
And he, at least he should not be offended like that. So Krishna, who wanted to show a lesson to King Kamsa that I'm coming and I'm coming for you, touched the head of the washerman.
I Krishna koji je želio da poduči Kamsu, htio da kaže dolazim i to dolazim po tebe, je dotakao glavu ovoga prevača.
And liberated him. All the assistants were running all over. The donkeys fled. Quack, quack! And the cloth of the king was thrown all over the roads. All the roads became colorful. This was Krishna's way of signaling, you, Kamsa, have taken from me. And your demon servant has offended me. This is what I do to people who are like that. And then he took a garment, a yellow garment. He looked from the cloth and picked some blue garment for Balaram. And then they went to a tailor. And the tailor made a beautiful outfit for Krishna and Balaram from these cloths. Then Krishna thought a little, thought we need garlands also. And he went to Sudama, the florist, who immediately gave the best garlands in his collection for the Lord's decoration. And then Sudama was so absolutely in ecstasy that he made some special garlands for Krishna and Balaram with very fresh and very fragrant flowers. Krishna was so pleased with him. You have served me. Please ask for a blessing. Sudama asked for three very significant blessings. He said, may I always have love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And may I have compassion for the living entities. May I always have friendly feelings in my bosom for them. And then he said, and may I have friendship with the devotees. These are three very good blessings. If you have love for Krishna, kind feelings to all living entities, and friendship with the devotees, you are safe in this world. Demonic life or materialistic life means no thought of Krishna. It means to exploit others and to criticize the devotees thinking they are crazy. Sudama wanted the right blessings. And Krishna wanted him to show the contrast between the washerman and how he dealt with him, who was a servant of a demon, and the devotee. But Krishna's decoration was not yet complete. The sandalwood pulp was missing. By his arrangement, a hunchbacked woman came down the street. Her name is Sharingi or Kupcha.
I njegovim aranžmanom na sestru je došla žena koja je imala grbu I ona se zvala Šalingi ili Kuća.
She had a golden plate with some small katoris, it's called, small bowls full of different kinds of sandalwood with different colors and fragrances.
Ona je došla I na ruci je držala zlatni pladen na kojima su nalazile kuglice koje se zovu katori I to su bile kuglice s različitim vrstama sandalovne različitih mirisa I boja.
Do you know what it means to be a hunchback?
Da li znate što znači imati grbu?
Some of you will become if you don't learn to sit properly. Krishna stopped her. She was just bringing sandalwood for the body of King Kamsa. And Krishna laughed at her. And she laughed back. Krishna was thinking in his mind, in my previous life I was the dwarf of Vamana. Patuljak, yes. And we are the same size. We were the same size. We are the same size in that incarnation. We would make a good couple. So Krishna in this way very humorously laughed. And he said, do you have some sandalwood pipe for my decoration? Kupcha had, but it was all meant for the king. Like the king's cloth. But Kupcha could immediately understand, this is God. All the universes come from him. And he is before me as the supreme God of love. So she took the best of the sandalwood pulp and put it all over Krishna's body. And then she playfully snatched his cloth, grabbed it, and said, please come to my house. Krishna said afterwards, first I have something for the king. So Krishna, when he entered Mathura, showed in his different dealings to different people his opinion about how one should act. And he established the fact that only if you give to him can you be happy. If you take from this world something which you don't give to Krishna, Maya will come running after you, Hare Krishna, because it's hers.
Ali ako uzmete nešto od ovoga svijeta I ne date njemu, Maja će odmah doći za vama. To je zato što je to njeno.
Give to Krishna.
Dajte Krishna.
What do we have?
To mi imamo.
Especially in Sarajevo.
Pogotovo u Sarajevo.
We have our body.
Imamo svoje tijelo.
We have our words.
Imamo riječi.
We have our intelligence.
Intelligence.
Serve Krishna with your body.
Služite Krishna sa svojim tijelom.
Talk about him with your words.
Govorite o njemu sa svojim riječima.
And make plans how to glorify him.
I pravite planove kako da ga slavite.
Don't steal from Maya. She will come running after you.
Nemojte krasti od Maje. Ona će doći trčeći za vama.
This is Krishna's lesson when he entered Mathura.
To je bila Krišnina poruka kada je ušao u Maduru.
I wanted to make another point. A point I made when I visited devotees here in Sarajevo. I wanted to encourage you to read more in Prabhupada's books. Some of you are not yet reading sufficiently so that they are spiritually satisfied.
Nekim od vas ne čitaju još uvijek dovoljno kako bi duhovno bili zadovoljni.
If you touch with your hands the sacred books and then touch the content with your mind, you will be spiritualized.
Ako svete knjige dotaknete sa svojim rukama i ako njihov sadržaj dotaknete sa vašim umom, bit ćete preduhovljeni.
Every day you should touch the sacred books. Because Krishna in Kali Yuga is present in Bhakti Shastras. Every day you should touch Krishna. In the form of these transcendental literature. I think you all remember the answer to the question where Krishna would be at the onset of Kali Yuga.
Mislim da se svi sjećate koji je bio odgovor gdje će se Krishna nalaziti kada je Kali Yuga počinjala.
Dharma prođita kojita vatra paramanim matsaranam satam. There is another verse which I'm just trying to remember. I think you know, Krishna said that as he would leave the planet in one form, he would come in another form on the planet.
Mislim da se svi sjećate tog stiha gdje Krishna govori da će on napustiti ovu planetu u tom obliku u kojem je bio prisutan, a da će se pojaviti u drugom obliku.
Krishna left at the beginning of the Kali Yuga. The planet Earth.
Na početku Kali Yuge Krishna je napustio planetu Zemlju.
But he immediately came back.
Ali onda se odmah vratio.
In the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
U obliku Srimad Bhagavatam.
Which has arisen on the dark horizon of the age of Kali to give light to all of those who have lost their vision.
Koji se uzdikao na tamnom nebu doba Kali, kako bi im dao svjetlo mudrosti.
If you want to see in the age of Kali, you have to learn to see through the eyes of the Bhagavatam.
Ako želite da naučite da vidite u dobu Kali, morate da naučite da vidite kroz oči pisma.
If you don't see through the eyes of scripture in the age of Kali, and only see through your eyes of flesh and blood, you won't see the spiritual reality. It's too covered in the age of Kali.
Ako ne naučite da gledate očima spisa, nego samo gledate sa svojim očima koje su napravljene od mesa i krvi, onda nećete moći da vidite duhovnu realnost, ona će biti previše prekrivena u ovom dobu Kali.
It's an interesting point, Gopi. With my eyes, I can, when I look at you, I see a girl from Sarajevo. But that's wrong. Let me now look through the eyes of Shastra. I see all of a sudden an eternal spiritual soul on her way to Krishna. That's right. So we need to look through the eyes of Shastra to see reality in the age of Kali. In the Bhagavatam it is said how we should read the scriptures. Daily, with an endeavor, and taking the matter very seriously. Daily means you just as you eat daily to be strong, you must read daily to be spiritually strong.
Isto kao što jedete svaki dan da biste bili jaki, isto tako trebamo čitati svaki dan da biste bili duhovni.
And you must read with an effort.
I morate čitati trudeći se.
With concentration.
Sa koncentracijom.
And you must take the thing seriously, that is, you must have faith.
I stvar tome trebate da pristupite sa ozbiljnošću, a to znači da trebate imati vjeru.
Then you can be nourished by spiritual scriptures.
I na taj način duhovni spisi nas mogu i nadati.
I want to express this in modern language.
Želim ovo da izrazim na modernom jeziku.
This will be easier for you.
Ovo će vam biti lako.
There are two ways of reading sacred scriptures.
Postoje dva načina kako možete čitati svete spise.
One is when you just get the information. But the second and more effective way of reading sacred scripture is when you reflect about it.
Ali drugi i efektivniji način čitanja svetih spisa je kada o tome poslije razmišljate.
What could this mean?
Šta bi ovo moglo značiti?
What could this mean to my life?
Šta bi ovo moglo da znači za moj život?
As soon as you reflect on the subject of spiritual scriptures, it will go so much deeper into you.
Čim počnete razmišljati o temi koja se nalazi u svetim spisima, ona će otići tako toliko puno dublje.
When you only read to get the information, you will read mind deep.
Kada čitate samo da biste dobili informacije, dubina vašeg čitanja će biti koliko je duboko vaš um.
But if you read the sacred scripture with the intention to be touched by it, you will read heart deep.
Ali ako čitate sve te spise sa namjerom da budete dotaknuti sa tim, onda ćete čitati koliko vam je duboko srce.
And the transformation has to take place in your heart, in your whole being, in your universe of feelings.
Vaše čitanje treba da transformiše vaše srce, vaše postojanje, čitavo postojanje.
I want to tell you a little story.
Želim vam ispričati malu priču.
There was once a guru.
Jednom je bio jedan guru.
He told to his disciples, read.
I rekao je svojim učenicima, čitajte.
But they were like modern Hare Krishnas. They didn't do it. So one day the old Guru Maharaj got one of his non-reading disciples. Why don't you read? He said, Guru Maharaj, when I read, it goes in here and out there. I just can't hold it in my brain.
On je rekao, Guru Maharaj, ja kad čitam, to mi uđe na jedno i izađe na drugo uho, ne mogu ništa da zadržim.
There is no real benefit.
Nema nikakve stvarne dobrobiti.
Guru Maharaj said, wait and see.
Guru Maharaj rekao, sačekaj i vidjet ćeš.
Please go to the river and get some water. And take it in a basket. What? You can only bring water in a bucket, not a basket. No. Bring me some water. So he brought, the disciple brought the basket, put it in the water, and it went all and left the basket. He came with an empty basket to his Guru Maharaj and said, I told you it wouldn't work.
Došao je sa praznom korpom do Guru Maharaja i rekao sam ti da to neće funkcionisati.
Try a second time.
Pokušaj drugi put.
Doesn't work.
To ne radi.
Try a third time.
Pokušaj treći put.
The old man is always having such crazy ideas. Again he went, and again all the water came out of the basket. Then he went to a spiritual master and said, Budi praktikalni. Yes, said the guru, I'm very practical. Look at the basket. Is it changed? The disciple looked at the basket and he could see it had become very clean. Before that, it was so dirty. It would bring all the subject matter in the basket, all the food, it would make it rot instantaneously. Now, by being holed into the waters of the river, it was clean. The disciple said, Guru Maharaj, it's a clean basket now. And the spiritual master said, this is what I wanted to teach you. Your mind is like a dirty basket. But if you read every day the Bhagavad Gita, it becomes clean. Even if you can't hold the subject matters in your head, even if you can't remember everything or anything, by regularly going into the scriptures, Ojashvi, you cleanse your whole mind and being. Sto mislite? What do you think, huh? Yeah. Please read, my dear devotees of Sarajevo. These books are written for you. They will show you different new perspectives. Then when you have good association with devotees, this will give you the energy to go into the directions which the Shastras have pointed out to you. Please don't say, I can't hold anything in my mind. That may be in the beginning. But after some time, your mind will also become a bucket. It means it will hold the subjects. It's so important that we read regularly. Regularly. Yeah. And that we read with faith and with concentration. Then something very wonderful will happen to us. This is my other point which I wanted to make. Sometimes on a very busy day we can only read maybe 3 verses. It's no problem. Try to stay in contact. The last time I was here in this temple, I spoke about different energies in our life.
Posljednji put kada sam bio u Nepalu, pričao sam o različitim energijama u našim životima.
You remember how we said that when we go through the material world, there are so many low energies.
Sjećate se kako smo govorili da dok se pređete kroz ovaj svijet, u njemu postoji tako puno niskih energija.
Krishna has put a very high energy in the Bhakti Shastras. There is an almost mystical potency in the scriptures. And this potency can uplift your whole thoughts so that they think in a higher energy. I'm thinking of someone like Nirmina. She works 6 hours, 6 to 8 hours a day. Yeah, that is a lot of energy. And then one is exhausted when one comes home. And I'm thinking of some of you who have a lot of service to do through the day and then are exhausted when they come in the evening home.
I mislim na neke od vas koji imaju jako puno službe i onda su izmoreni kada dođu kući na večer.
Mustafa is working so much.
Mustafa tako puno radi.
But this little reading will give you a different energy.
Ali ovo malo čitanje će ti dati drugačiju energiju.
It will bring you in touch with Krishna.
On će vas dovesti u kontakt sa Krishnom.
And then Krishna will be in your heart. And your perspective will be entirely different when Krishna is there. What is important for you will be different. How you deal with disappointments will be different when Krishna is in your heart.
Biće drugačije kako se nosite sa razočarenjima.
With whom you fall in love will be different.
U koga se zaljubljujete i to će biti drugačije.
Whom you don't like will be different.
Biće drugačije i to ko vam se ne sviđa.
The sacred scriptures are Krishna's arrangement to lift our eyes away from this world and up to Krishna. Hare Krishna. I want to end by giving one more point. Can you still listen, or is it becoming a little bit information overkill? Može? We will get some fresh air for you. As long as this is free. All right, Sanatan Yogi? with the fresh air, is it too cold? Thank you. I'm thinking very much about one scriptural text. I must tell you privately, my whole thinking since the last year is about spiritual growth, how it can take place.
Moram vam privatno reći da moje čitavo razmišljanje u posljednjih godinu dana se vrti oko toga kako se može desiti duhovni rast.
In the Upanishad it said spiritual growth needs two things.
U Upanishadama je rečeno da je za duhovni rast su potrebne dvije stvari.
You need the mercy of the guru.
Potrebna vam je milost guru.
And you need also the contact with Krishna.
I također nam je potreban kontakt sa Krishnom.
Both.
Oboje.
And the example has been given of a lotus flower. The lotus flower, in order to grow, needs the pond.
Lotus, da bi rastao, potrebno mu je jezero.
The pond, which comes from underneath.
Jezero koje izvire iz zemlje.
And it needs the sun, which comes from above. So in the same way, you need to be in contact with your spiritual master. His instruction and perspective should surround you like the water surrounds the lotus flower. And you should be in contact with Krishna by thinking of him. Just like, imagine a lotus flower who just grows in the water and there is no sun. It will rot.
I zamislite da ima neki lotos koji samo raste na jezeru i bez sunca, on će da propadne.
So a disciple who just is guru conscious but never Krishna conscious will not grow properly.
Na isti način učenik koji je svjestan svoga guru, ali nije svjestan Krishne, on neće pravilno rasti.
And imagine a person who only thinks of Krishna but who doesn't have instructions which nourish him on this level where he is presently. He would dry out. I can see many Westerners in India, they like to go to the highest of places, Radhakund.
Viđam mnoge zapadnjake koji kada dođu u Indiju vole da idu na najuzvišenije od svih mjesta na Radhakund.
They just want to think about Radharani and the very confidential meeting of Radha and Krishna at at the Sangam.
Oni žele samo da misle na Radharani i na najpovjerljivije zabave između Radhe i Krishna i Sangam.
But they have left their spiritual masters to go there. And although this is the highest place, they are dried out. I have seen this and I was not sure if I was seeing it correctly, so I asked other sadhus who live there, my friends, and they see it the same way.
Ja sam to vidio, ali nisam bio siguran. Onda sam pitao druge sadhuje koji žive na tom svetom mjestu, koji su moji prijatelji, i oni su to vidjeli na isti način.
You can't become independently Krishna conscious.
Ne možete postati svjesni Krishne neovisno.
You need to be nourished by your spiritual master.
Mora vas hraniti vaš duhovni učitelj.
Both is necessary.
Oboje je
neophodno. Guru and Krishna.
Guru i Krishna.
I'm thinking a lot about this.
Ja puno razmišljam o
tome. I'm thinking, of course, in relationship to my own spiritual master and Krishna about this.
Naravno, ja razmišljam o tome u mom odnosu sa mojim duhovnim učiteljem i sa Krishnom.
As I grow older in devotional service, this connection with Prabhupada becomes so important for me.
Kako postajem sve stariji u ovom predavnom služenju, ova veza sa Šrila Prabhupadom postaje sve važnija.
But it's also important to think of Krishna every day.
Ali je isto tako važno da svaki dan mislimo na Krishna.
Summary.
Sažetak.
For the simple-minded.
Za oni koji imaju jednostavni umor.
And for the systematic thinkers.
I za oni koji imaju sistematično razmišljaju.
Our first point was, everyone wake up. Summary, yes. We need to, in this world, we can be happy only in two ways of relating to the word. Taking our being renounced, taking being simple, taking what is meant for us. And the other is to engage everything in Krishna's service. If you take more and don't engage it in Krishna's service, Maya will come running after you and give you with her spear. The second point was, please read every day. It will help you to focus yourself on the transcendence. Touch with your hands and with your intelligence the scriptures every day. And the third is, for spiritual growth we need the water and the sun. The water of our spiritual master's mercy and instructions. And the heart warming sunshine from Krishna. This is what I wanted to leave you with. Once again, thank you so very much. I cannot express to you how grateful I really am. See, while I was here, we also had regular meetings with my team. How I would do the second phase of my life of service to Srila Prabhupada. We had some very exciting discussions. Very important discussions. In the midst, I've also phoned to Berlin. We want to make a congress in Vienna. And we want to invite the Dalai Lama so that many, many people come. If you can come, please also come. But it's mostly for scientifically interested people. Science and spirituality. I also want to present the Vedic way there officially. Vienna is very close to Sarajevo. All right, so I have come to my end. Any questions? Pavle and Daksha and Gaura Hari. Oh.
I have one question.
Yes.
I just wanted to tell you it is very, very important for me, this question.
Yeah.
Unlike the others, which were only important. So it's exceptionally important.
Exceptionally important. Okay.
I would like to know how can it be. Okay, please try a local music. How can we evolve our mental strength and psychological power to work hard for Krishna every day till the rest of our lives and not to get tired? And how to evolve this
the strength.
Durability, durability in working hard for Krishna practically every day, daily, for many hours for Krishna till the rest of our lives.
For the rest of the life, yes. Wonderful.
I da povećamo te kapacitete da se ne umaramo u našoj službi.
Pitanje je kako možemo povećati naš kapacitet i našu izdržljivost u služenju Krišne praktično svaki dan do kraja života.
Prabhupada would always say you need to be connected with the spiritual master. He used to say that he didn't do anything, it was all the mercy of his own spiritual master which made him achieve such great results. There's also another answer. You need to do something to evoke your feelings of love for Krishna.
Morate da učinite nešto što će da probudi vaše osjećaje ljubavi prema Krišni.
By the strength of love or affection or gratitude, you can do incredible things, Pavle.
Zahvaljujući snazi ljubavi, naklonosti prema Krišni, možeš da uradiš nevjerovatne stvari.
It's really the power of love can just make you jump over your shadow.
Snaga ljubavi može učiniti da čak preskočite svoju sjenku.
So if you can increase your love to Krishna by just getting to know him more and how wonderful he is, then you will be flying.
Ako možete da povećate svoju ljubav prema Krišni, svoj osjećaj za njega, onda ćete moći jednostavno da poletite.
There is no fitness studio for Bhakti.
Ne postoji nikakav fitness studio za Bhakti.
You know, with the more snaga. It is really connect with Krishna. The moment you connect with Krishna, a fire starts within you. A fire which was only a spark. When we come into this world, our original Krishna consciousness becomes like a spark which a fire which left the big fire. This spark is always in danger to die out. So I think we all feel like this when we look at our lives. We feel, oh, I hope this can go on, this bhakti. But secretly we fear, my God, maybe it gets extinguished like so many other devotees.
Ali potajno se bojimo, možda će ono da nestane kao što je tako puno tako
nestalo. And you know, there is only one way for the spark to not become extinguished. It has to go into the fire.
Ali postoji samo jedan način kako ta trijesnica neće umriti,
And do you know where you can meet Krishna? In the present moment. If you're not Krishna conscious now, you will not be Krishna conscious tomorrow. Give up this idea that tomorrow I will be Krishna conscious. Tomorrow I will do this. You have to do it now. You are laughing. It is a very serious subject. You must learn to want to meet Krishna in the present. Every spiritual tradition will tell you this, including Krishna consciousness. You must do it in the present moment. Take the present moment as a throne and put Krishna on it. Then you will have, then your spark-like qualities will always have nourishment from the big fire.
I onda će sve vaše osobine koje su poput krijesnice će dobiti snagu od te vatre.
I have understood this a little time back.
Ja sam ovo shvatio samo kratko vrijeme
unazad. If I could have known this at the beginning of my Krishna consciousness, I could really have made so much of a change in my life. But now I can really tell it to you because I have it became clear to me. You always have the choice in the present. To either put Krishna there or just be a little bit absent-minded from Krishna. Be present in the presence. Be present in Krishna consciousness. Then you have all the strengths you need. There is no situation in life which you will not be able to master if you have Krishna in the present. There is no challenge which is bigger than you can master it if you have Krishna in the present.
Nema tog izazova kojeg nećete moći da savladate ako imate Krishnu u sadašnjosti.
And you know, your false ego will run away if you have Krishna in the presence.
Vaš lažni ego će da pobjegne ako imate Krishnu u sadašnjosti.
Hare Krishna. Daksha ji. Simple question. Yes.
Second point you made about reading.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that physical contact with the books.
Yeah.
So I'm asking, what about the
computer?
Lecture listening.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't have that kind of contact there. But somehow, more coming to my mind from listening the lectures than from the reading of scriptures. So I wanted to ask you, is it in the same category, or it can be listed differently? Or, for example, if Prabhupada said it's good to read 2 hours a day, if we read for 1 hour, I mean, that's science fiction, but 1 hour reading, 1 hour lecture listening, is it the same like 2 hours reading, or what you say about that?
Well, yeah.
Za tu pojentu što je Maharaj rekao da čitanje kako je jako važno i onaj specijalno pomenuo taj fizički kontakt sa knjigama, ja pitan sad što je sa slušanjem lekcija, pošto imam utisak da više ulazi u moj um putem slušanja lekcija nego kroz čitanje. Šta se, moja lična iskustva. Pa sam pitao da li je to spada u istu kategoriju ili drugačije, ili da li je okej ako, na primjer, Straupa rekao 2 sata dnevno da se čita, da li je okej sat vremena da se čita, sat vremena da se slušaju lekciju, pa šta Maharaj misli o tome?
In the Srimad Bhagavatam is said that one should serve both the Bhagavatam, the literature, and the person Bhagavatam, that is the devotee. So from this statement, it is clear that it is very good to listen to devotees, because that is considered a service to listen to devotees. It's Shravanam.
Iz ove izjave je vidimo da je dobro da slušamo druge vakte, to se isto smatra službom, Shravanam.
So I know that Prabhupada encouraged all of us to listen to his to tape recorded lessons.
Znam da nas je Prabhupada svi ohrabrivao da slušamo njegove snimljene lekcije.
During his own time, he would encourage us to listen regularly to his tapes. It was fully all right and encouraged. Because remember, you need both the book Bhagavatam and the person Bhagavatam. And you are right, what we hear enters usually deeper into our consciousness than what we read. Therefore, I remember how Prabhupada used to say we should read the books loud so that we should hear it, but I could never do this.
I sjećam se isto da je Prabhupada govorio kako bismo trebali da čitamo knjige na glas kako bismo ih slušali, a ja to nekako nikad nisam mogao da radim.
I still read silently.
Ja još uvijek čitam tiho.
So, in answer to your question, I think it is very good.
I kao odgovor na tvoje pitanje, mislim da je to jako dobro.
There is only this statement about reading, taking the Bhagavatam, because the Bhagavatam is very, very important in Kali Yuga. I want to give you a tip, Daksha Prabhu. There is this very good summary out, Unveiling His Lotus Feet. Very good. Oof.
I želim da stavim jednu kao savjet, da postoji jedna jako dobra knjiga o Bhagavatamu koja se zove Razotkrivajući njegovo lotusovo stopalo.
It helps you to enter deeper into the Bhagavatam. It's written by Bhurijan Prabhu, and all the devotees many of us Prabhupada disciples just have the best opinion about this book. It's so good, we feel.
To je knjigu napisao Bhurijan Prabhu i pomaže da jako dugo uđemo u Bhagavatam. I mnogi od Prabhupadovih učenika imamo jako dobro mišljenje o ovoj knjizi.
It will help you to relish the Bhagavatam.
Pomoći ti da uživaš u Bhagavatam.
But if you like to hear with your ushis, that is also good.
Ali ako voliš da slušaš sa svojim ušima, onda je i to je dobro.
Ushis. it's really a service to the Bhagavat persons, and it's very recommended. God lectures. Ooh, they make very good points. And I think the reason why we like to hear good lectures is because the lecture giver has done something for us which we should do, but which is so hard to do. When is the lecture good? It's good when the lecturer has digested the points and has realized something. And when he shares what he has digested and realized, we feel electrified. But when we read the Shastra, you know, we have to digest it and realize it. Otherwise it really doesn't come alive in our lives.
Huh?
You read this and only when you go like, wow, yes, and this I have realized, and you know, and if you think about it, misli, oh God, and you digest it, then it comes alive. So a good lecturer because he has realization of the subject and he has digested it. So then he can electrify our heart. Then it's not boring for us. Hare Krishna. So yes, it's good. It's good. Last question is by Gaura Hari.
Yeah, my question is related with Yukta Vairagya. It looks that very often.
Yes, please.
We are thinking, okay, I do that for Krishna, or I use all this material energy for Krishna, but we are actually using it for ourselves, and we just so-called use it for Krishna. And my question is, how can we find out that we are really using it for Krishna and not for ourselves?
Moje pitanje je povezano sa terminom Yuktava i Rage koji si spomnio i želio sam da pitam i ponekad te stvari koristimo za materijalnu energiju, koristimo za služenje Krišne, ali ponekad to uopšte nije tako, nego koristimo za svoje uživanje i sad želim da znam kako možemo da to prepoznamo.
You have to check your heart.
Morate da provjerite svoje srce.
Do I want this for me or do I want it for Krishna?
Da li želim ovo za sebe ili ovo želim za Krishna?
It's that simple.
To je tako jednostavno.
When you want the thing for you, then it's not Yukta Vairagya. Then it's your covered sense gratification.
Kada želite stvar za sebe, onda to nije Yukta Vairagya, nego je to
And when you want an object or a personal relationship for the service of Krishna, then it's the proper thing. I'm always thinking of Sudama Brahmana. He visited Krishna in Dwaraka because his wife thought he should go and ask Krishna for wealth. They were very poor. Sudama was so skinny that his veins would come out of his body.
Sudama je bio tako mršav da su mu vene izlazile,
vidjelo
se na tijelu.
They couldn't eat. So his wife thought, you have a rich friend in Dwaraka, the king of Dwaraka. You go to Krishna and ask him for wealth. But when Sudama met Krishna, he forgot to ask Krishna. When he was on his way back home, he thought, my Krishna is so wonderful. He is the Lord. He knew why I came. Although I just forgot to ask him. But he knew. But he has given me nothing. That was his mercy. Because he knew if he would give me wealth, I would fall down. So when Sudama arrived home, something had happened. There was no, he couldn't see his hut any longer. There was a huge palace. But he was so unattached, he thought, well, someone came in my absence and built a palace. Some king came. And he must have stolen my wife. At that moment, a beautiful lady came out of the palace and brought an Arctic plate and started to make an Arctic to Sudama with tear-filled eyes. Sudama looked at her. She was so well decorated. So he couldn't recognize her. So she said, I'm your wife. Krishna has given this palace. Sudama said, really? He was not attached, Gaurahari. He didn't, it was not his desire. And Krishna knew that. Therefore he gave the palace in a secret way. He didn't want to say to Sudama, I am giving you a palace. He felt ashamed. Krishna said, in a hidden way I will give. Very sweet dealing. So, if you want to practice Yukta Vairagya like Sudama, that's not easy, Gaurahari. You have to be on a high level. I think Krishna keeps us poor, really poor, I mean, because we can't yet practice Yukta Vairagya. If our movement would be super successful, maybe we would be monsters of pride.
Ako bi naš pokret bio super uspješan, možda bismo postali čudovišta ponosa.
If you want to be successful, do not want to become successful for yourself.
Ako želite da postanete uspješni, nemojte želiti da postanete uspješni za sebe.
Try to just serve your Guru and Krishna.
Samo pokušajte da služite
Guru and Krishna. Then only Krishna will give you.
Samo tada će vam Krishna dati.
But if you become proud, then everything is lost, and Krishna doesn't want to bring you into this danger. So, Hare Krishna! I want to thank you once again very much. Really, it comes from my heart. I was so satisfied. I had good discussions with Jai Satchinandan Prabhu. Had an unforgettable walk with Mahaprabhu. We went to very high in the snow. And we saw four black dogs who chanted Hare Krishna. I have every day chanted the mantra for them. I will miss them. I want to encourage you to spread Krishna consciousness to the wonderful people of Sarajevo. You know, in the fitness studio, I also met people who go Namaste, Swamiji. Yeah, they are all so. The people in Bosnia are very friendly. Very open. If we become aware of our responsibility to be good devotees of Krishna, there will be such a wonderful future for the movement here. It's a heaven of preaching. And it's a little cold. Hare Krishna. So, oh yeah, I have brought something for you. I want to symbolically feed you. Oh,
shoes.
Let us just end by making 3 minutes, 3 German minutes kirtan, and then I want to give you some prasadam. No problem. Krishna, Hare Krishna. How? Yeah, yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare
Rama, Hare Krishna. So I will give you some prasadam now. Please come.